Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims, Islam, and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I was talking last program about the divine appointment God gave me as soon as I arrived to Orlando, Florida. You know, I requested from my driver, wonderful believer, Jesse, to take me to a mosque. And one thing led to another. We discovered that there is a big youth event, about 150 young people, men and women, gathered together in a room, and they were talking about helping refugees in Syria. I requested to address the audience. Told them I am an Egyptian Christian lawyer. And of course, I was praying. My wife was praying. Jesse was praying, and God opened the door. So I addressed the audience and I told them, I am trying to build the bridges of understanding between Muslims and Americans. Many Americans think most Muslims believe in violence. But I tell Americans that I grew up with Muslims and they are peaceful people. They are warm and friendly. And even though we have different way of worshiping God, Christians worship God different than Muslims, but we have many common ground with Muslims. We both believe in one supreme being. God created heaven and earth and created us. We both try to fight abortion and homosexuality and the evil that exists in the world. And most of the Muslim people are not terrorists. With this introduction, I believe that God gave me a favor in their eyes, and they were more open to what I have to say. And I told them, we as followers of Jesus Christ believe differently than Muslims. Muslims believe that they depend on their good works to enter heaven. But we believe what the Bible taught us. We have a sinful nature, and we can never please God and gain His favor and His forgiveness based on our works only. And we will never be able to make it to heaven based on our good works, because God knows that we are not perfect. And He sent Jesus to pay the penalty for everything wrong we did. And all He asked us to do is to repent of our sins and believe in Jesus' sacrifice and receive Him in our hearts as our Savior. And after that, God helps us, enables us, because of His presence within us, to do good works. But we do have common ground with Muslims because we both believe in doing good works. And I wrote a book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. You're welcome to get a copy of that book. And I had many copies with me. Sure enough, after I finished speaking, half of the crowd shook my hand, thanked me so much. And many of them took the book, and we established a bridge. And I consider what happened is a divine appointment. So I don't want you to worry so much how God will use your life. All you need to do, walk with God, be prepared, and God has a plan. God already is preparing you by having you listen to a program like that. And of course, I advise you to get my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Actually, you can pray that God will put more of those books in the hands of Muslims because it answered their questions. And then trust God to use you through divine appointments. I love Proverbs 16. God told us, in His heart, a man plans his course. Of course, we make plans. But the rest of the verse told us, Even though we make our own plans, the Lord determines our step. In a different translation, direct our steps. Proverbs 37, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. I shared with you this experience because I want you to have a loving approach toward the Muslims like Apostle Paul had toward the Athenians. And remember, the Apostle Paul, when he was talking to the Athenians, he did not reject the word theos, which is the common Greek word for God, which is a word that the Athenians used. And of course, the Athenians did not worship the one and the only true God who created heaven and earth. By the way, the word theos written 1,343 times in the New Testament and are translated God refers to the Creator 1,320 times. The Greek translation of the Tanakh Old Testament, the Septuagint, adopted the Greek word for God, theos. So did the writers of the New Testament. So if I went to the Muslims in the mosque and I told them Allah is a false God, God's name is not Allah, you think they will be open to listen to me communicating the gospel to them? You think they will come to the seminar I did? I am just sharing with you my experience. And by the way, I am not talking to you information I got from a book. I'm talking to you information and the experience that God gave me in the past 35 years, which resulted in winning so many Muslims to Christ. Let me read to you one testimony I received after a glad news book that God guided me to write went to Pennsylvania College. I received an email from Walter Johnson, a full-time minister there, who was trying to witness to his Turkish friend. And the email said, I am quoting, my Turkish friend Mehmet said that he could consider the Bible and read it after he read Glad News. It showed him that he was allowed to read the Bible from the Quran as a Muslim. It opened his eyes. He said, I could not put the book down. I don't like reading English that much, but I read 200 pages in one day. I could have read more, but I looked up every Quranic reference. After a few months, he got baptized and is now sharing actively to other Muslims while he works on his PhD here in the USA. We were all so thrilled. Thank you for writing the book. My point is, give the Muslim the best help. Approach Muslims through building bridges, not through attack. And pray that God will use your life. And believe me, trust me, God is waiting for you to be prepared and to be equipped and to be ready to have the right approach and the right information and the right evangelistic tool to help your Muslim acquaintance or friend enjoy his love and salvation. Please join me in doing the most important thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that you did build the bridge with us. Help your church, help our fellowship to build the bridges with Muslims, to find a common ground with them and use it as a stepping stone to the gospel. God, teach us, God, equip us. And we trust in you, God, that you will provide divine appointments to us. In Jesus' name I pray. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. God, accept me, forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church, who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.